But in the dark, among the stars.
Good evening, welcome to the Movie Club Podcast with your host, Trady Price, on Production 1200's premiere podcast, now at least. Joining me, Mr. Shackus, Crackalackus, Moore.
What's really good, editor-in-chief in this bitch?
Editor-in-chief. And we got a special guest. This man, you've seen him on the Chit Chat Podcast, RIP.
You know.
You've heard this man before. We'll talk about that afterwards.
Deal.
This man, we call him
the
wise one. Yes, he who walks the plains.
Mm-hmm. Third eye open, boy. What's good? My name's
Walking
Carl.
Dead. Damn it, Carl.
Oh, shit.
So ahead of his time, he's ahead of me. This man ain't never heard of a dramatic pause.
You want to introduce?
I wanted to introduce it.
Should we start again then?
Hell no. I do one retake.
Okay. Have fun editing of this.
I am at least a two-take Johnny out here. All right. There's no more.
We get on the second take onwards.
The second one is all right.
After the other one, we just do it in post.
Dude, I feel that.
But no, I had to bring you in, Carl. I had to bring you in. People, if you don't know, I mean, you probably read the title of this. Hopefully you read the title of this. If you didn't and you just clicked the play button, hey, we love you. But y'all know, Zack Snyder's Justice League came out on HBO Max. His 4-hour, I guess you might as well call it his magnum opus. That's what everybody's so crazy about. His magnum opus, Justice League. Now, y'all already know, because we've talked about this ad nauseum. At least you've heard me talk about this ad nauseum. And if you heard Shaquise speak out at the audio booth while we're doing a podcast, you might have heard him ad nauseum. But y'all know we are not in favor of the Snyder Cut.
What? I did not know that coming out of here. Shit, all right. That's different.
But this man, Carl.
I love that.
This man, Carl, is out here like, and to use his words, I love when my friends have different dialect, different like little sayings of theirs. So in the words of Carl, that shit was gas.
It was.
So Carl, I need you to defend yourself here. I'm sorry, man. We are going to have to cap Bucky Iron Man your ass right
What's
now.
What's up, bro? Mr. Stark?
How did you watch Batman v Super? How did you watch the first Justice League with Joss Whedon, then watch the one right after, mm-hmm. and then be like, yeah, the second one was just as bad? Is that your opinion?
If you want to get everybody's generalized ideas of how this is, I'll go first.
Okay, bet.
I believe after careful thought and watching, I actually watched we in the same group chat. Mm-hmm. I told y'all I watched the Whedon cut just to get ready to watch the Snyder cut. Mm-hmm. And after watching the Snyder cut and slogging through. After watching the Whedon cut and slogging through the Snyder cut, I can honestly, without a doubt, say in my mind, to me, they are about equal. Mm. And I'll tell you, but I will explain myself. Shakes, how you feel about it?
It's got a real nice start and a real nice end.
That's it? That's all you got to say?
I fuck with the Amazons heavy, and then the ending is, I'd say it's actually pretty good. Like, I actually like the ending a lot.
Just generalize that.
But, yeah. I would say that shit mid, but it's a little above mid.
Okay.
A little.
So what about you, man? Because I know I already spoiled it. You know what I mean? You think it's gas, but what is your general, like, your overall thought? And here, if you didn't know at the Movie Club, we give grades, right? So we can go ahead and start off giving our grades. For the Snyder Cut, Zack Snyder, I'm gonna explain, but I do give you such a C, the middest of C.
Yikes!
The middle of that whole grade rank.
Oof!
Everything, and I'm gonna tell you why, Shakus.
Yeah, you get a hard C from me as well. You're slipping into C minus territory, but that ending brought you up to a C.
Brought it up to a C.
And Trey thinks better of you than I do, so.
Nah, dog. That was like considered, like it. Like let's not even say considered. Because he had money to like remake the movie too. It's a. I don't see how you give it less than a B. I give it a B plus.
That's so insane to me.
That is very insane.
It is a B plus movie to me.
Okay.
Trey got notes too.
I do have notes. I'll pull it out.
It is a 4-hour movie, but I you know, I don't have the best memory, but I definitely compartmentalized everything that I don't like about the Snyder Cut. It's here.
Bro.
It's here.
So let's get into it.
Okay.
Let's get into it. Let's start with part one. Mm-hmm. I want you to understand that my notes end around...
Oh, he's got his shit by parts.
My notes end around part five, because that's when I just gave up. So...
I have no notes.
No notes.
Perfect.
Let's hope we get that part to JoJo's. Slide that in.
Just slide that in. Just a real quick request. Here Rocky's like, they need me.
Please. Put the JoJo signal up.
Part one. Mm-hmm. This movie started off on a bad note for me. You want to know why? Here we start with one. No, let's go part zero. You want to bring up Batman v Superman? Let's bring up part zero.
Part
one. Yeah. This does not fix anything that Batman v Superman broke, and it's not supposed to. But already, I'm already going in with those negative feelings. In Batman v Superman, we have Gotham and Metropolis right fucking beside each other. They're sister cities.
Yeah.
Do you know how stupid that is?
I mean, like...
Superman's right
how
there.
Far, how far are sister cities?
Like
New York and New Jersey.
Oh, really?
Like, yes.
A bay apart. Like, just a bay.
Like, I understand that's supposed to be, like, a problem.
A bay.
What crime would Batman have to stop? There would be no Batman if Superman's right there.
Yeah, but you see, Batman was doing his job years before Superman even showed up.
He was.
You gotta remember, this is a 20... He says 20, so, and he says it. He says he's like 20, mm-hmm. 22 years into it, and Superman showed up 2 years ago.
Right.
So that this homie's been cleaning up this. Like, there's been superheroes to fight, and
Superman shows up,
and he just fights gods off the jump. Like, he didn't have time to like clean up Gotham, obviously.
He's Superman,
but well,
he's supposed to be.
He was Billy. Who was General Zod? He was busy fighting Zod.
Michael Shannon.
Yeah, he was busy fighting Michael Shannon.
He was busy tearing up a whole city instead of taking Michael Shannon anywhere else.
Here's like, I don't know. Batman v Superman is a mess. That is a
it
mess.
Is.
I will never
absolutely.
I will never try to apologize or defend Batman v Superman. Mm-hmm. I think it's dog shit. I think they should have. I think if you're going to do Batman and Superman, you should have just kept it with either Lex Luthor. Like, so many villains. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? Like, they mm-hmm. could like, just Lex Luthor.
Honestly.
Or, like, maybe just, like, honestly, they should have just driven from the Joker.
Yeah.
Made, like, a really fucked up plot and then what? Make it so, like, Batman, like, do the whole, like, do that whole, like.
World's
like,
finest.
Yes, where, like, Joker, like, kind of, like, wait, is that the one where he has Lois Lane kind of, like, a bomb on her chest and, like, and let's do Injustice.
No, that's Injustice.
Do Injustice, but don't actually do Injustice, you know what I mean?
I mean, I'm saying just do World's Finest, where Joker's like, hey, I'll take care of Superman if you take care of Batman.
Yeah. You know what? See, like,
but that works. But hold on. That ain't the only problem I have with Batman v Superman. I ain't done. That ain't done part zero.
I have a lot of problems
with Batman v Superman. Ending. The ending, which leads to the beginning of Justice League.
Yeah, with the scream?
No.
Before that,
with Superman having to have the kryptonite spear stab through him into Darkseid,
mm-hmm.
that never should have happened.
Why?
Because Wonder Woman's there. In any world where somebody who is literally combat, you remember in Man of Steel where Feyora whooped the shit out of Clark?
Yeah.
Like, literally had the military tactical moves. She was Winter Soldier in this man in an IHOP.
Yeah, she was.
Wonder Woman is that. So why is the weapon-trained Amazonian not handling the kryptonite spear, which doesn't affect her? Like, Superman could have kept Doomsday busy and then be like, yo, can you go get my girl slash this spear?
Yeah.
Bring that in. Kill Doomsday. We don't need all this.
They did it just because they had to. They felt like they had to kill Superman to make the Justice League.
To make the Jesus parallels.
To make the Jesus parallel.
That's all Man of Steel is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So now we get into Justice League.
Because yes. I can defend. I cannot just defend Batman.
Okay. Okay. Please. Okay. Like, defend. In the Whedon cut.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Justice League begins?
No.
Justice League begins with Batman chasing down who I think Clue Master or whatever, using his fear to attract a parademon. Then we go into a few cuts of the funeral of Superman along with slow motion because Zack Snyder steal his they still use his shots and things like that, right? For the Whedon cut. has to do like glossy slow motion shots. We have slow motion shots of people in danger. No, wait, it actually starts, even better, it actually starts with a quote from Superman himself. You know, when they had to redigitize his mouth because he had a mustache back then. Yeah. Starts with a quote from Superman, then goes into all that, right? The Snyder Cut starts with the end of Batman v Superman, kind of, with them fighting.
And the scream waking up.
And then the scream waking up the mother boxes.
Yeah.
Right? Now let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Okay, why? Because first off, they're Kryptonian. So Kryptonians have a lot more power when they get, like, obviously, because you saw that. I don't need to explain how. Okay, so, Doomsday's body is made of General Zod, so that means he's Kryptonian, and the mother boxes, they sense danger. They can sense when there's something that's a threat to them around them, and Doomsday was one of the biggest threats around them, so it just picked up on their power. And so when he screamed and died, and like it sensed like all the Kryptonians were gone, with them, like it woke, like it just woke up one of them, and that was kind of enough. And I understand that's not like the best way to make wake up a mother box.
Now see, but you say like, that you say danger.
Yeah.
But I always think they sensed fear.
Is it fear?
Yeah. Because that's what kind of Apocalypse's whole thing is about, making people fear him. So the mother boxes respond to fear. And see, this is the general difference between the Whedon cut and the Snyder cut for me, is that, yes, the Kryptonian scream, and I don't think it even was from Doomsday, it was from Clark.
Was it
his scream waking up and activating the mother box, right?
Yeah.
But in the Whedon cut, it's fear. It's despair.
Yeah.
The despair of that the death of Superman brings wakens the mother box.
Yeah.
Right? The world has lost their symbol of hope. The Whedon cut actually tries to fix what Batman v Superman and Man of Steel kind of did to ruin Superman, and that's make him a symbol of hope. They did it in a very hokey way, but they did try to do that and then establish that this is a fear-based problem.
Yeah.
Which is why bringing back Superman is necessary. But what the Snyder Cut does, and what Snyder's been doing since Man of Steel, is center this around Superman as an end-all be-all, as like Shaquille said earlier, a god figure, when he's not that. He's not a god. For all intents and purposes, he's not a god. He's a man raised in Kansas by Kansas-bred parents, to be the hope of people. He is hope, not a god. The only people that see Superman as a god is his enemies.
Yeah.
Is Lex Luthor. Is Samuel Lane. It's some super cults.
Yeah.
You know? These are the people that see him as a god because they see gods as something to be feared.
Yeah.
You know? Apocalypse sees himself as a god.
Yeah.
He's a new god. You know? That generally is one of the biggest problems, and what rubbed me the wrongest of ways going into this movie.
Like I can see how you don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
However, in the DC universe, everybody is god tier. So I get what you're saying, but they do need to, like, because everyone is god, like fucking like Green Lantern, you know what I mean? Like usually like kind of slept on, super fucking strong. The Flash, like everyone has, is like, and Wonder Woman is technically like, could almost be considered god tier.
She's
like,
a goddess.
I mean? So like what, like I get what you're saying, but like Superman does need to be kind of established as like, yeah, there's all these gods. Yeah. There's all these baddies, but Superman, like he can 1v1 anybody. That's kind of supposed to be the point. And I think that's why they established him. Cause like, and then, like, all the superheroes in the DC universe are also just so strong that they need to be fought by a god. And half of them are gods. Like, Ares is a god. Darkseid, like, isn't, like, technically his soul is in a different universe. And you can't really, you technically Yeah. Dude, sorry, I looked into it because I was so curious on, like, how do you kill Darkseid? Darkseid's, like, his real body, quote unquote, is technically in a different universe altogether, because he's almost like the embodiment, like kind of what you said. He's like the embodiment of fear. So like you have to go to that universe and kill him there.
See, that's some like deep level stuff with Darkseid, because I haven't read a lot of Darkseid.
Dude, I read into it because of that. So I was kind of curious. But like, yeah, like when you have like someone like Darkseid, it's like, bro, like you kind of need it. Like, and Mother Box is technically, like, even in the DC universe, they're treated as almost gods, like the Father Box, and like the person who makes that the fodder box shows up at one point, and he is don't know. Superman does need to be that strong. I understand,
but it's not even about him being strong. This is about a battle of ideals more than it is like strength. Yeah. He does have God tier strength. We all know that. Yeah. The man can literally hear around the world. Yes, he does. And all of the DC superheroes, they are embodiments of literally the Greek pantheon.
Yeah.
Fucking Superman is Zeus. Wonder Woman is Hera. And also Artemis.
Flash is Apollo.
Flash is Apollo or Hermes, fucking Batman is Hades.
Yeah,
you know, like Aquaman, it's Poseidon. Literally has to try it.
They copied and pasted that one. They didn't try. They're just like, you know, fuck it. Like, copy my homework, but don't make it look a little bit different.
that was real on the nose. But it's ideally what he represents. Okay. All right, and then here we go. Here's another one.
All right.
From a cinematic standpoint, right? Because we start off again. The other cuts in the Whedon version make sense. They try to tell a story. Here we go from the fight straight into Bruce Wayne doing some shit in the Antarctic or wherever the fuck he is, right? With no way of telling us, right, of what's going on. No way to center the viewer of what's going on. You just get bam. Bruce Wayne's in Antarctica. We don't know how much time. Yeah, when he was looking for Aquaman, right? We don't know how much time has passed. We don't know what's going on from one point to the next. It just boom.
I would have a problem with that if it wasn't preceded by the Wonder Woman scene. Like, you know what I mean? It'd be different if it was like
for Bruce. What Wonder Woman scene?
The Wonder Woman scene right before Bruce is in the Antarctic where she's like saving people in the bank. This is from part one where she's like, she drops all the bullets and then like it, like she saves them and then they cut to Batman looking for Aquaman.
No, that is straight a cut to Batman in the Antarctic.
I'm okay with that.
I'm not. Because the viewer has no way to center themselves and know what's going on, especially what happens later, right? So we get to the Amazon Wonder Woman doing her thing. No, I think it's the scream, the mother box, we see what the result of the mother box, and then back to the fight, then back to the Bruce, right?
Yeah.
Then Wonder Woman, I think, does her thing, right? And then we see in a scene later, right? We see it, and I might be jumping around a bit.
You're good.
But there's a scene where the Amazonians, right? The mother box is doing its little reaction shit, right? And it's like, this has happened. This has been, it hasn't stopped screaming since this shit happened, right? And Hippolyta's coming to the mother box. And I'm sitting here thinking, now, we don't know how long it's been, because we're going right from the fight with Doomsday to Bruce halfway across the world.
The mother box has been
so Hippolyta is just walking up like, what's going on? Bitch, the alarm is going on. That's what's going on. It makes her look bad.
Yeah.
You know, like this is why we need like placements within world of time, because we don't have that. We start looking at our characters differently.
So I got to be honest, Trey, I think you're nitpicking.
That ain't a nitpick.
I think so.
That is like, basic filmmaking. You want to call me nitpicking? Okay, I'm nitpicking. Do you want to know why? Because all I've heard is that, Zack Snyder, he's a god for this one. Zack Snyder, this shit is amazing. Like, Zack Snyder, this isn't a good movie, bro. And that's, it is not a good movie. If you can't put together, a movie is a sequence of shots put together in beautiful montage to tell a story. If you can't work that to where your story makes sense, your characters come out favorable, then you suck.
I really feel like you're like because of the time.
Yes.
Nah, bro.
That ain't all. We still at part one, bro.
I don't even want to defend that because that just doesn't seem like a valid critique to me.
Wait, hold up.
Help me out, bro.
It's a Snyder cut, dog.
Hold up. Nope. Shut up. That's dumb.
It's a Snyder cut.
Hold up. Listen. Superman dies.
Yes.
How long until the mother and how long until Steppenwolf attacks the Amazons? Tell me how long of a period of time that was. You can't, because they didn't tell you. They have no indication.
Gordon says
time.
So, but I just couldn't tell you. Gordon literally says like they say so in like a news outcast, but I could not
tell you. That's like in part three or four.
Probably two.
Nigga, hold up, that's an hour. Let me stop yelling. My mic is right here. That's like an hour in. They had like. Yeah, look at that wait. That shit is crazy. It'll be fine on my system. It ain't gonna look that crazy. We have like the Lois Lane slow mo scene at the beginning where we go through Gotham Metropolis. Jesus Christ.
Doesn't matter. They're the same place.
Honestly, where we go through Metropolis and we see like some newspapers. It's like. Some weird headline, but you don't have any sense of time.
And the thing is, in a slow motion right, that they do have that little shot. I really tried to read that newspaper. In a slow motion shot, that one bit of information goes by so fucking quickly that you can't get a bearing. Zack Snyder wants you to he doesn't care. He does not care.
The little details or what can take something from being bad to good and from good to great and from great to amazing.
Okay, but
the details are not clear
here. I understand that, but here's my thing though. Like, if these were, okay, so these are details, right? Mm-hmm. If this, okay, so he made this movie, mm-hmm. right? Cut it to, like, film some of these shots. This movie was not finished and then it got edited. So, like, they didn't redo all these scenes. So, like, I gotta give him a benefit of doubt that, like, maybe he just didn't, like...
No.
Because when he started doing this movie, he filmed the first parts we saw were already filmed. Mm-hmm. And then, like, those parts, like, good chunks of that, like, most of the Flash, most of Cyborg got taken out. So, like, I give him a pass for those scenes where it's, like where it's the scenes that I haven't seen before. Simply because, like, those are not fine-tuned edited. You know what I mean? Like, those were not finally done. Those were not like because.
What do you mean those are not finally done?
Like I'm
just saying they cut it. They cut.
It was they like cut it I really like I. It was a cut. I don't think like I think they saw the cut. They're like, is it good? Does it look good? Was it filmed right? Is the sound good? Cool. Bet. Upload. I don't think they went through and looked at
the. You don't get points. You don't get a participation trophy for putting together a slideshow.
Look, I just.
You think it was a slideshow?
No, but that's how you make it sound.
Look, I just want to say that if they didn't think this movie was done or that it was ready or that
they did
that the movie wasn't actually good on its own when it was finished with the cut that they released, then they shouldn't have released it. And I would say that for any movie that will be put out is if you don't have faith in your film, then you shouldn't put it out.
But like
if you don't think that the cut is good, cut it again.
But this is just a rough cut of like his.
If it's a rough cut, we shouldn't be seeing that.
No, a rough. You want to see a rough cut? Watch the version of X-Men Origins where they don't even have the finished effects in. You don't make finished. Yeah, there was a bootleg before the movie came out. That's half the people saw it. I saw it that way the first time. Anyway, it's bad. there's a part in the jet where they're riding a jet in the beginning of the movie, and it's literally just a gray blob on the screen. That's how unfinished those effects are. But you don't put finished effects. You don't spend $4 million on effects to make a whole. You literally had to make. And it's not like. It's hard, but it's not hard. Some of the scenes in here that have been recut, like some of the scenes that we're going to talk about, like the you know, in the Whedon cut, Steppenwolf fights the battle of the five armies of Earth, pretty much, right? They pretty much recut that. Well, didn't recut it. They just marked out Steppenwolf and palette swapped Darkseid into its place, yeah. Right? Oof. Which takes some time, but that's still like $1 million for that. Yeah. That is a textured, animated, voice acted Darkseid. That's not a simple cut, dog.
All right, okay. You know what? I'll give you that. Here's how I feel about the Snyder cut. I wasn't really maybe I need to rewatch it. I was not paying attention for cinematically. I care more about. Because I'm such a DC fanboy and I just fucking hate how they've been doing all the characters for so long. He nailed the characters. Like every character.
We're going to get to that too.
Like Cyborg fleshed out. Cyborg, perfect. Like I think that's almost like besides the teen time. I think that's almost one of the best versions of Cyborg ever. You actually gave a fuck about his story for a little bit.
I'm going to tell you this. The
Flash actually had backstory. The Amazons were dope as fuck.
Let's. Okay. Hold on. We won't talk about characters. Let's talk about characters. Yeah. Let's talk about characters.
Who?
I'm going to give you that. This is probably the only time we're going to be 1-1 right here. Okay. This is the only time. He did do justice by Cyborg.
Yes.
He did do justice by Cyborg in this movie. He did flesh out his backstory. He gave him kind of a lot to do. There was some weird stuff with his effects that were kind of dumb for no reason.
Like what?
The faceplate thing.
I love that.
The only reason he faceplate jumps up. Dude. He faceplate jumps down. Like
me,
this.
Me and all my homies were cheering at that. I was like. Y'all sound like haters.
No. I didn't even say anything.
The minute that faceplate came out, I was like, oh shit. And then he blasted. That's sick.
Look, but he never wears it any other time. Motherfuckers fighting him. You know when a good time to have a faceplate on? Yeah. It's when a motherfucker's hitting a stick at your face. That's fair.
I'm just saying that it would have been.
Why do you need it when you're flying?
Why does Iron Man need to have some cool shit on it?
Because he's a human.
He's a human.
Cyborg's part human.
Hold on, you just said he's a cyborg.
Cyborg is part human.
Look. I just want to say.
And when the mask goes on, he looks more like a cyborg.
Look. Yes, he does.
Because he realized his character. Look.
Boom.
Cyborg.
I want to say that I agree with you, Carl. I do. I want to, but I can't. I just can't because he literally only wears it for flight. It's a combat ready flight helmet.
Not even long flight too. The motherfucker wears it for a jump. When he was in the tunnel and he jumps into the Batmobile, he puts faceplate, jumps in into the Batmobile. Next shot we see of him, faceplate up.
It's like what if something gets his eyes? That's why the robot eyes open and the human half is covered. It makes fucking sense.
No, it doesn't.
If you are flying at top speeds, you want to cover your human face because like air peels at your skin. It makes sense.
He's a cyborg, though.
He doesn't have to worry. Iron Man has to worry about that.
He has skin
on
half of his face.
And if it's gone, guess what's under it? Terminator face.
But does he want that? He already feels like a freak. Why would
he
not want to
be half robot? But he is.
Look, I'm just going to say this. He could probably just design something to make it look like his face. Because he's the most intelligent computer man. Mechanism. He's a cyborg that can do literally anything with technology. He can literally do anything.
All I'm saying is if
he gave that girl
that,
stacks too.
If he did do that,
shout out to the
possibly
homie.
Messed it up the economy.
Man, fuck
but
the economy.
I'm just saying. That's what I'm talking about. Like,
he just took it from somewhere else. It's basic accounting.
Yeah. Probably, yeah, actually.
Like high key, he just took the money from somewhere else.
But where else?
Anywhere else. It doesn't matter.
Probably like in this.
It really
it
doesn't.
Does
it matters
want,
to them.
It does if you want your hero to be a hero. You don't just take money from somewhere and just give it to somebody.
I mean, Robin Hood's a hero.
He's also a villain.
It's a bad.
He's a thief.
So?
Thieves are bad guys.
Are they?
Sure.
That's all based upon what's.
And that's why I love the Phantom Thieves, because. They're my niggas.
And they're bad guys as well as being
they're
good
bad
guys.
To the law. Fuck the law.
Yeah,
the law doesn't make sense. The law is why shit is so bad now.
The law?
Yes. The law.
The law.
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 The law.
that was the most, Patrick, Squidward. SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
But like I'm saying, Other than the faceplate thing, which I find questionable, I believe that Cyborg
they should have showed it a little bit more.
It's just like if you're going to show it. The question is, what's the purpose of the face mask? Because they don't demonstrate what the purpose is, aside from him jumping in the air for a few seconds.
I will give you that.
That's the only thing with Cyborg.
It was for me, it was just a pretty moment.
It is a pretty moment.
It was just like dope.
Somebody on the VFX team was just like, I'm just going to flex right now. And that's cool.
Yeah.
But if it has no...
They have to put in sound effects for it too.
Here's the thing. Movies, this is something I learned from in Kotz's class, right? Is that everything you see of a movie on screen is money.
Yeah.
So somebody had to make a decision on that being on the screen. So if you want to, so everything on the screen should have some purpose towards the story, to build a character, the clothes they wear, the food they eat, everything builds towards that character and their story.
Yeah.
And if it don't make sense to that, then it doesn't make sense. And you can't just come in and argue and be like, eh. When I say that this isn't a thing because of these reasons, and you come in with eh, then it's just like, well, then he had you at hello. it's like when a woman falls for a dude because he pulled out a chair for her. The basic level of kindness, and it's like you could reach for so higher. You could.
Never.
Let somebody treat you better.
Not in the DC universe.
Okay.
Not in the DC.
We had Nolan. He treated you better.
But Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character? They named him Robin. That was his first name. Yeah, I think he can go suck a dick. Well, excuse me? Name him Dick Grayson, nigga. Like, stop trying to play me. Like, what's your name? Robin? Like, that was the worst fucking ending to that series. Like, Nightwing, maybe, but it was dumb. And also, like...
Okay. You want to say the worst ending to a movie. We'll get to that.
This movie?
Now, let's talk... Let's keep talking characters, though.
Bet.
Your boy, The Flash...
Golden. You have a problem with The Flash in this movie?
I'm sorry, you mean Creepy McCreep?
Nah.
Let's go ahead and go into Flash Town real quick. Look at the security cam of him saving Iris. This motherfucker is caressing her fucking face without her knowing it.
Bro, they
at super speed.
At super speed.
He could just...
You can't give consent at super speed, Carl.
Here's my thing. Here's my thing. I saved you from a truck. If I'm sorry if I hold you lightly while I...
Prince Charming, I don't think so.
He didn't
this
do
ain't
that.
No, this ain't no let me gently bring you to the ground type shit, which he did, but he literally before he this spent. Motherfucker is supposed he is the fastest man alive. There's the Flash's subtitle is the fastest man alive. And while he is sitting there in Flash out watching things just go by, he's like, let me put my hand across your hair and rub it against your cheek. Like he's fucking Romeo in a Shakespeare play. That's fucking creepy, dog. It's Iris, though. So he doesn't know her. She doesn't know him.
Bro, from someone who
it doesn't
has...
matter if they're destined to be together. They're not at this point. It's fucking creepy. If that was anybody else, you'd have been like, that dude sus.
No.
Yes.
He is literally caressing her body.
So we gonna yell at Superman every time he grabs a girl by the waist?
Dude, Superman Returns. Superman's a fucking stalker. Yes, I will tell this anytime.
Remember Superman staring at the window?
Yes,
I've never seen that in theaters. He lifted up a planet.
It was creepy.
Don't you talk shit about anything Zack Snyder does when this nigga lifted up a planet full of kryptonite.
Bro, that shit was stupid too. Superman Returns was dumb.
Kryptonite, and this nigga lifted up my willpower.
Lex Luthor's plan was like, let's do real estate. Yeah, I know.
I got this money in this real estate.
But I'm not capping for any of these dudes. I'm pointing out when they're wrong.
Okay, all right. So your problem with The Flash is that he caressed Iris when he saved her.
That's one of my problems. The other of my problems, why did they make this dude Beast Boy of the Justice League? We didn't really need a Beast Boy of the Justice League.
Have you seen the Justice League? They have the same character. Like, I've seen that comment, trust me. And like, I've thought, like, if you watch, like, even if you watch the Justice League, we watch like Justice League Unlimited and stuff. Mm-hmm. The Flash, like Kid, like or Young Justice, all Flashes are just like Beast Boy. Like Young Justice, Outsiders, Impulse, and Beast Boy, best friends, and they act exactly the fucking same. Like they just like because like Beast Boy has that hype pent up, like I'm always doing shit energy, but that's the Flash's thing from the jump. That like Barry Allen did that. Like Barry's been that uppity, like I'm like the goofball of the group since forever. The like Beast Boy's just more well known at this point because like Beast Boy had a really good like a bunch of very good TV shows, and the Flash just kind of get shit on, and like we get Kid Flash and shit. But point is that like he did not take that personality. That's just a tropey personality. There's every group needs a goofball on its Flash, and like Teen Titans, it's Beast Boy, and like, and even then,
I for real just don't think you needed that from the Flash.
I think anything else would have been boring. Any other like think about all the other characters you have in the movie. Like Cyborg's already like the brooding, I'm trying to figure out my life, what's going on with me type shit. Mm-hmm. Aquaman's already the cocky, like I know what I'm fucking doing, I got this shit, but not really.
Aquaman's just so angry for no fucking reason.
Yeah, he was.
He chills out towards the end, but you're right. It was
a bit much.
I understand. I agree.
You know,
and I wish my only problem with this movie, and I wish this had been the case, that like canonically Aquaman had been before this movie, but there's no way you could have done that.
You know what I mean?
I think it would have made more sense for Aquaman to have come out because of what Aquaman does. Like he's the king of Atlantis at that point, so it would make more sense that him as the king of Atlantis with Diana, the princess of the Amazons, basically representing their
and Superman
their clans.
Representing human, yeah.
And Superman's a space guy. We got Batman and Flash for the people of man.
Me and my friends, when we watched the movie, we actually did pause and talk about that because, like, I agree because, like, And like, you could have done that, but Aquaman would have just had to come out first. You know what I mean? It'd be way too confusing now to kind of like retcon the time. Like, and it's, everything's confusing in the DC, and they're not going to keep going anyway with the DC, like their extended universe, so it's whatever. But it'd been way too confusing to retcon everything. Cause like, there was stuff that like from Justice League that fallout in Aquaman that leads to him like getting all that power and deciding like, I'm going to be the Aquaman type shit. And plus Black Manta. So like with all of them, you couldn't just be like, oh, it happened before. And you could, but like, it would just be like, and then they would have to edit on the gold outfit, change the trident, and then add like way too many more like special effects scenes. Cause like, if you're going to give Aquaman like the new fit and the new trident, you're going to have to bring some of the new powers. And that's like a whole summoning a Kraken type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like that. Yeah. Like,
it would have been better for Justice League to not have come out as the third movie, maybe.
I agree. Heavily. I agree. Like,
just bad decision.
I don't know why. Like, I do think, though, if they'd started with this version of Justice League, simply because of how it ended, the better, like, slightly better character development. Like, I want a Cyborg movie now. I wouldn't mind if they were like, yo, we're making a Cyborg movie. Like, shit.
Or
a Cyborg Flash movie, which they were going to do. But.
For everything that happens in this movie, you would need a four-hour movie.
Yeah.
And you don't want that for your third DC movie. Like, people can compare it as, like,
Endgame, kind
of. Well, like, Endgame for one, but I was thinking of The Irishman, that dude. I can't even think of his name. Martin Scorsese. Thank you.
Yeah.
Martin Scorsese, you know what I mean? Something like that. But the thing about it is that Martin Scorsese, Endgame, they work towards getting your butt in that seat for those 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's two movies and then Justice League. You can't, there's no work. There was no work there. They rushed towards that, trying to get to that point. 100%. And I can't respect that. So them trying to Zack Snyder putting in, and like you say, like putting in stuff that he wanted that was cut. You know, some of that was, because you see it in the original Justice League trailer, like the Flash stuff with Iris. Yeah. You know, some of that they did admit that they cut. Other than the stuff they filmed outright, right? I don't think that's right.
I actually, like, this is where we will agree. I heavily disagree with the way DC does their cinematic universe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they should. Ooh, this is like a whole separate rant, but I'll just get this out super fast. I don't think you should, like, DC personally, I don't think they should start with their main superheroes. Like, I don't think you need a Batman movie. I don't think you need a Superman movie. I think you should start with their sidekicks. I think like their way for building the universe should start smaller and then get bigger. Cause like when you have Superman, like when your first fight is Superman versus Zod, it's like, that's like, you know what I mean? That's a second movie fight to me. That's like a second Superman movie.
This is coming from someone, people, that is not very in tune with DC stuff. I don't really know a lot, but that does seem like a really high fucking bar.
Yeah.
To start for, like, at the start of your universe, you have Superman facing off against basically another Superman from jump.
Yeah.
What's really going to top that? Superman getting killed in the next movie.
Yeah.
That is just, it's a slippery slope that is a fucking steep fall.
Yeah.
So, okay.
It's a pitfall.
So, I don't disagree with you guys, but I do see where they're coming with like, because it...
You want to get
the brands. For the old Superman, him versus Zod is a second movie thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
Superman 2, right?
Yeah, literally.
Probably what most people say, the best Superman movie, you know? But I do see him fighting Zod, coming to this home planet, fighting against ways of his older planet and being this like new beacon of resurgence of superheroes and things like that. I do see where that's coming from. And as far as where you can go next, as far as a high bar, that motherfucker could go to space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He could fight Mongol.
Yeah.
You want to talk about introduce obscure characters, introduce Lobo.
Over one okay, sorry,
you know,
I agree with you. This is what I was thinking of earlier. The villain in Batman v Superman shouldn't have been Lex, it should have been Brainiac.
That would have been
because then you could have Martian Manhunter like slow up, like towards the end, or maybe like be the intro, like, or like Batman and Superman having their beef, and then Mark, like, you know what I mean? Like, and like they're figuring out, like, usual, someone's fucking with Batman, the security cameras.
Not even all that comment, not even that. Not we even have that. Comments so many places. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. And of course, if you're listening to this on Facebook, you can comment there. If you're listening to these on iTunes, then, you know, do iTunes things. I don't know. Rate and review us if you really do, like, if you love us like that. Rate and review us so that we can be like the first thing people see and not like the chit chat or from Wisconsin or the movie club from Walla Walla, Washington. Ugh. Those guys suck. Exactly.
I've seen them.
They're the worst.
Dog shit.
But speaking of finding people, Carl, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh shit. If y'all ever trying to find me, my at's I stream on Twitch, I'm on Instagram, and I'm on Twitter. On Instagram and Twitch, just it's Major_Mangoes, Major spelled like the rank, Major_Mangoes, MANGOS, no E. And same thing for Twitch and Instagram and Twitter, it's just that, except no underscore.
Okay.
Yeah, just check me out.
Shaggy's got anywhere they can put you on the internet? You got anything you want to pimp right now?
No, but in preparation for things, you can follow me on Twitter at SpaceTimeLegend.
Okay.
Follow my dude SpaceTimeLegend.
That's some foreshadowing. There are things possibly.
There are things that will be happening this year unless I get fucked.
Okay, well that got graphic.
But I don't plan on being fucked. So
just keeps going. Yeah, I would never get past the censors. Anyway,
fuck the censors.
Damn it, man.
Man, we're getting shadow banned.
Can we just, they are revolutionizing on this podcast. Can we chill? But that's it. That's it from us. If you did hang out this long, and I might have the same ending for every single one. So if you hang out for the first episode or the last of this series, we enjoyed your company. Hope you enjoyed ours. Let us know your thoughts. We're out. Peace.
In the Middle East.
It was gas.
I had a dream, almost like a premonition. Like there's an attack coming.
My lord, this world will fall.
I need warriors. I'm building an alliance to defend ourselves.